what we're going to do is I'm going to demonstrate a little of the app that I've made for BeamNG.drive to give you some spoken telemetry. Now, we're going to launch this, and it doesn't matter in which order you run this. You can run this script first, or you can run the game first. And it's going to ask for
user
admin.
Account.
The reason it asks for admin is because it needs to intercept keyboard. It needs to create a keyboard hook because it has layered keyboard commands, and I'll explain more about that later. Alright, so now that we've started it up, we can start BeamNG. We're going to wait for that to complete. Get into the map here. I don't care about that. Alright, let's get into a map. Endless tunnels, fine, I guess. So, you've now heard two things. As the game loads up, it's going to load that. It's going to start a server on 127.0.0.1 or localhost, and it's going to be port 4444. It's going to start a server, and it's going to start delivering telemetry data, which this app is going to pick up on. And this is all, by the way, done by with AI. I am not that good of a coder. So, you heard 0 miles an hour, neutral. This is an automatic car, but it doesn't detect the automatic gears, so it's going to tell you. When I put it in gear, watch what happens.
First.
So first, I'm going to drive.
Second. Third. Fourth. 25 miles per hour. Fifth. Sixth.
And I'm going to put it into sport mode. That's going to give us a little bit longer shifts, so I can act like that. So we get our speed, but what else do we get? Well, speed and gear, but now there's a F9 key that you can hit, and it's a layer command, and I can do this.
Command. Fuel 98%.
Fuel 98%. Now, the reason why this asks for admin command, as I alluded to earlier, this F9 key is a layer command, and it has to stop the key from getting back to BeamNG. If it did not, for instance, if you press F9 and F, and that key were to get back to BeamNG, you'd step out of your car. So we have to block the key from getting to BeamNG when we are in the layered mode. That is why that asks for admin. It does not do anything else. So I can check our speed.
Command, 4 miles per hour.
I can check our engine coolant.
Command, engine temperature 129 degrees.
And this is F9, then S, F9, then E. I can check our oil
Command.
Temperature.
Oil temperature 131 degrees.
Now, I can check our
Command.
Turbo pressure.
Turbo 0.05.
Now, let's drive.
25 miles per hour.
And my controller disconnects from Bluetooth again. Yeah. Awesome. I love that. There we go.
25 miles per hour. Second. 25 miles per hour. First. First, 15 miles per hour. Fourth, 75 miles per hour.
I bet we have some toilet pressure.
100 miles per hour. Command. Turbo 18.1 psi. 150 miles per hour.
PSI. Doesn't matter
reverse,
though.
Noodle.
As long as it'll let me do this.
Already content. Look, arrow back. Team engine recognized. Back. Hard zoom in. Edit cursor. Left click. Already content. Recognition. Team engine recognizing. Result parts. Shift. Shift. Steer license plate. Dock. License plate. Steering. Shift light.
Shift light. Perfect.
Steer license. Dock. Zoom in. LV zero color. Save the low main menu. Debug. Live update. Apply. Map. NGTA. Mods. 1060. Vehicle config. Device free. Photo mode. Starlight manual. Shift empty. Left click. Unknown cursor. Already content. Team engine recognizing. Environment. Free. 4. Photo 2. Starlight close. Option. Manual empty. Shift light multi. Shift light single.
I'm going to do the circle. Left click. Normal cursor. I don't think the multi will work. But that's all right. So.
First.
Now guess what we got. First of all.
Second.
Yes.
25 miles per hour.
That tone that you hear.
Third.
Shift.
50 miles per hour. Second. 50 miles per hour. First, 22 miles per hour. Noodle.
Now, if that gets annoying, I'll show you how to fix it in a minute. I also want to show you this mode.
Command. Pedal tones on.
Pedal tones. It's going to give you gas, your brake, and your clutch. Clutch, gas, brake. So when I set off.
First. Second. 75 miles per hour. Third. 50 miles per hour. Command. Turbo cell tank reside. Second. 50 miles per hour. First. Noodle. 75 miles per hour.
You have your pedal tones.
Command. Pedal tones off.
Take that away.
Command. Fuel 100%.
Still ain't got. We have not used no fuel out of this thing, really. And I can show you that works if I go to the tuning tab.
Already content recognition results. Team engine recognized. Back. Parts tuning. Look, please.
I'm gonna run Shin Yi.
Already content recognition results. Team engine recognizing. Result document. Look, arrow back. Mm-hmm. Follow options. UI save parts tuning color. Debug rate. Rate 100. Chassis setup 100. Fuel volume. 50. Fuel volume. 50. Edit cursor. Left click.
I'm gonna put this down to like 1.3. Now.
Command. Fuel 3%.
3% fuel, right?
Normal cursor.
Which maybe let me get some more speed.
First. Second. 27 miles per hour. Third. 50 miles per hour. Fourth. 75 miles per hour. Fifth. 100 miles per hour.
Making shit I can't use.
Fourth. 50 miles per hour. Third. Second. 24 miles per hour. First. Noodle. Command. Fuel 1%.
So we're down to 1% fuel. Making shit I can't use. God damn it. Another fucking American. Whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Fuck you, bitch.
Landscape.
Now, what if there's things in here I don't like?
People contact JSON 1624.
Well, that's why you can change this.
Context menu. Edit plus 10.
Let's put that to true. This way, if even if NVDA, it will not even try to detect NVDA at this point. It will just go straight to Sappy. Now this right here, I'm sure it would. If you found the exact string of your Sappy name, you could put it there, and it would probably load it. I haven't tested that yet. I'm gonna make that more robust in the future, and you'll see how that happens. And there's gonna be some other stuff I have planned. Well, naturally we want that crank.
Zero selected.
I'll do six.
Seven selected. Six, seven selected. Six comma. Colon.
Now for our Europeans.
Blank. Close. Imperial. Close. I. I selected. Easily. 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 Selected. L selected.
M. This to metric.
I T E M. Metric. Push your line on my frequency. Minus equal colon. 880.
I'm gonna double that.
Blank. Push your line on my frequency. Minus equal colon. 1600. Push your line on my low. IDBS. Colon. Myself.
Now I'm gonna drop that.
Comma, 0.12-1-6-1-1-2-selected. 24. Code middle line, MS code 300.
This is a debounce. I might make that 500.
300. Space 3. 0.50. Run race. Code middle line, MS code 500.
And that's all we have for now. We save it. Run the script again.
I have cut out the part where I demonstrate Sappy because it is bugged in the build script. It's working in the source code version, but it's bugged in the build script. So until I can get that working, I have cut that section out of the audio.
Okay.
Okay.
First.
There we go.
Second. 40 kilometers per hour. Third.
Now, of course, the bug
Fourth.
Here is that when you switch to metric, you're not getting the speed every 25 kilometers per hour. You're getting it every 25 miles per hour. Just remember, this is not finished by a long shot.
Six.
Now when we check our turbo.
Command. Turbo 0.85 bar.
We check our
161 kilometers per hour command.
Engine
temperature 91 degrees.
It'll be in degree C.
Command.
Check our oil temp.
Oil temperature 94 degrees. 161 kilometers per hour.
And we're shitting the bed because we ain't got no fuel.
Fifth. 120 kilometers per hour. Fourth. Third, 80 kilometers per hour. Second, 40 kilometers per hour. First, noodle.
And we're out of fuel. Go to
command, fuel 0%.
Check it, and it's gone. Anyway, that's the demonstration for now. Check back. It's going to be updates. It's going to be good.